This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must be that exceptional American because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, of course. Please feel free to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And we will be opening up the phone lines in the second, in the B block. We're now in, you're now in the A block. In the B block here, it's like bebop. No, B block. I already, B block. There you go, I've said it. Yes, I did go to radio school. Okay, so area code 215-867-8255 is the call-in number, and we're going to try and focus if you've got questions about what's going on with all the fires in California. We're going to try and answer those some of those questions for you. We're going to really be focused on what we're seeing and what we're hearing here in this A block. On what's happening in Butte County and give you some suggestions and so on. We've got some instantaneous weather reports and so on that have been prompted by our sources out there who give me up-to-date weather resources and information, especially what's going on out here in Butte County. Another fire has popped up. You've probably heard about this now in San Bernardino County. Southern California. So now they've got two. We've got one giant one up here in the north. Be prepared for more because we just are getting the drift that there is going to be more. That's really what it comes down to. Unfortunately, these the maniacal ones that are behind the burning of California are the ones that are really, I have to say it. You know, I've lived in California all my life, and I've been in fires. I've been in some of these fires. I was in a Concal fire. That was a big one. Just like it's up in that area. And I was involved with that, and knew what was going on. You know, it's kind of interesting that all these fires. If you go to Cal Fire and check it out, They have all these fires under investigation for years, and they never find out what caused the fire. Now, I'm suspicious when I see that we don't know what caused these fires, when you have hundreds of them that just are unresolved. And who knows, this open speculation even is about this new one up here, what's going on, and we're going to get into some of that little discussion about what we're hearing and let you make judgment. And we're not trying to create rumors, we're just hearing the data bits as they come in, and we're going to give them to you. Some of this is, you know, you have to consider the source too, so we're not going to source something that's inappropriate. And, you know, we will openly tell you when there's speculation or thoughts or whatever. We won't be lying to you about, you know, false facts or anything like that that we don't have. We don't do that. The stuff that we do, you can easily check. That's because a lot of it comes from our sources out there. We check. I'm looking at stuff right now that, you know, in between the top of the hour, I was checking stuff out. So, you know, we do this sort of thing to research and get the information to you. So, and of course, we have been scarily very accurate on our indicators. So, and as time goes by, I was just perusing the videotape that we shot on the 8th, and we're not backing down from any of it, even though I know we got some harsh comments on it. But it's interesting, for whatever reason, the harsh comments are not there anymore. I don't know why. Because as time has gone on, the harsh comments that were made and addressed to me, of course, and I don't remove them. You know, I don't do that. Unless there's profanity and there's just stuff that's just, but we very seldom get that. We really do. But anyway, they were removed. I think they self-removed because they embarrassed themselves, these people. Because I know one of them, and I'm sitting there thinking, God, man, this is kind of stupid. You're blowing it. Anyway, but you know, we stand by our reporting and what we're saying and doing here. So anyway, missing persons numbers. I want to give these out to you. This is for the Butte Fire area, and again, this is the nation's largest wildfire disaster at this point in terms of casualties. We have the specific numbers right now set here at 48 in the Paradise, what's known as the quote Camp Fire. Now, it's known as Camp Fire because it is a fire that started at Camp Creek area of the Feather River area in Butte County. The Feather River Canyon watershed, whatever. It's all the water that dumps into Oroville Dam. That's the Feather River Canyon. Okay, now, that's where the fire started. That's why it's called camp, because it's from that area. Doesn't mean it was caused by a campfire. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's a little bit confusing, and people are kind of like getting that one confused. But there's actually a little area called the Camp Creek, and that's where the fire emanated from, they say. Now, the numbers for missing people, hang on a second, I got to make sure I got time. The numbers for missing people, and now this means that if you are a missing person or you're trying to find a missing person, please call these numbers in Butte County, California. Okay, it's in Oroville, actually. Butte County Sheriff's Department, area code 530-538-6570, area code 530-538-7544 and 530-538-7671. So in other words, if you call the first one, it's busy, call the second one. If the second one's called, you know, that sort of thing. Because they go through time periods in which they're being swamped down there, and we want you to be very, very courteous and nice to the people at the sheriff's office, because these people are all shook up too. You know, these people have lost loved ones. They're down there working. And they don't need, you know, somebody to come in and give them grief. That's really what it is. So, as of day before yesterday, they had 1,514 calls requesting welfare checks. They've solved several of them. They had 231 cases that were solved, and additional cases that were solved. So they're somewhere around right now in this whole reporting complex between almost 1,100, a little over. It's just depending on what the numbers come up with, but in the 1,100 number that they still have to resolve. Okay, that's what they've got. Now, they're looking for more bodies, and as we go through this, I'm going to get through the list here for you. They did find out yesterday that in their searching around, they came up with, six more bodies. So we had 42, now we're at 48 of the bodies. However, they have not searched a great deal of the area, than the burn area. And I had the opportunity to talk to several people last night that were in the fire itself. Because I do have friends, and I used to live up there in that area, and I do have friends. So the situation was very panicked, of course, and as people found out what was going on, you know, that's the whole thing, and people evacuated and all that stuff, in a desperate attempt to save their lives. But as things came in, it turned out that, of course, people couldn't get out, and people died, and a lot of people, and I want to try and prepare you for the gravity of what we're doing here, what they're looking at. Not all the area has clearly been searched, and searching an area for bodies that really you're finding just bone fragments is tough. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about the numbers of people, places, and things that are looking for the victims of the campfire.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. And yes, we will be taking your phone numbers. We're waiting for something, waiting for something to happen. We will be taking your phone calls, 215-867-8255, or Top Talk, 215-TOP-TALK. All right. As soon as we get our little act together on the computers. God, what is going on? I know they're jamming us. They must be doing that. Well, here we go. Just give me a reason. Pop star's husband has grim warning for wildfire looters as cleanup begins. Okay, my heart completely stopped. Let's see. And welcome, Matt. DOJ lawyers green light appointment of Whitaker as temporary boss. Oh, okay. I'm looking at Fox News because the thing came out from Fox News. We're going to get into the fires in a minute. I'm trying to lay some groundwork, though, for Black Seat. And right now, and I'll try and sneak in a call or two in a minute also. We'll definitely be doing that. But anyway, some stories that just sort of give you a little bit of a clue what's going on. The situation that is in the Megalia area and Paradise area is one of devastation. It's still a very, very active disaster site with fires and all sorts of things going on in the area. In and around the area, the fire line is only about 30% contained from what I understand. Maybe a little bit better than that by today because things seem to be settling down. Cooler temperatures, the humidity has, it's higher now. The humidity is actually a little bit better than it was before. So that's a good sign. That's a very, very good sign. But other things that are out there that we're going to be looking at, though, is what actually set the stage for all this. And I think it's very, very important we understand what set the stage for all this because setting the stage and having these kinds of activities, having these kind of fires, is something that, of course, is not acceptable to people, I know. It's certainly not acceptable to me. However, we do have fires that are raging even all throughout the state now. What caused all these fires? And just isn't it a coincidence? Or is it a coincidence? I mean, all of a sudden, after the election, boom, we get fires. Is there a reason for that? Is it global warming? Shocked to find global warming going on here. Shocked, aren't you? And shocking that global warming has created all these fires. And wait, whoa. Let's examine that. If you're saying it's global warming that we have all these fires, how does global warming start the fires? I mean, this was a conversation I was having yesterday at lunch, and maybe I haven't quite addressed it with my group here, my listeners yet, but some common sense. If you want a fire, you have to start it. You have to start it.
Now, this is how you start a fire.
Well, fireplace, right? I'll do the fireplace because I know how to buck it up. I know how to create a fire in a fireplace. Let's just say I want warmth in the house, and I need to start a fire. Well, you know what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get some biomass to burn. I'll go gather up some logs. I'll get some fire starter stuff. You know, like I'll get some wood chips. I'll get some paper, maybe. I'll get some special chemicals and put it in and around it. Because, you know, it doesn't... In other words, in order to burn the logs, in order to burn the wood, the dense wood, it has to get up to a certain ignition point. And in order to do that, you kind of have to prime it. You have to get it ready. You have to get some fire starter. Because, you know, those logs just won't burn by themselves. If you take a match and you hold them under the log's not going to burn. Because the log, by density, is fire retardant. So you need something else to burn the log. You need a higher temperature over a prolonged period of time to get to the, quote, ignition point of the log. Does that make sense? It has to get to a certain specific heat in order to burn. High temperature. You have to elevate the temperature. So you have to provide a lot of heat and a lot of flame around it to get it to ignite. That's kind of what you have to do. So you go out and you get the fire starter, you get the chips, you get the paper, and you build a fire underneath the log, and boom, after a while, guess what? The log catches on fire and it burns. These wildfires are no different. They're absolutely no different. Yet some people would have you think it is different, right? Because as I just described to you, just from a human being standpoint, that's kind of difficult, isn't it? To get the fire to burn, baby, burn like that, like I just described, isn't that hard? Yeah, it takes work. So somewhere there needs to be an ignition point, a source of ignition for the fire. That's my point. As it is me gathering up all the material to burn the logs. I burn the logs, and what happens? Well, it ignites. You get to that specific heat, and the wood ignites, it burns. And it burns at a very high temperature and for a long time. That's why right now a lot of the trees and everything that are burning up there, which burns at a very high temperature, they're still burning. And you have to stay out of them. Even houses with some of the, with the wood, even to this day, are still burning. And the embers are still there. It sticks around for a long time. But why am I describing to you how to set a fire? Well, the point is, global warming doesn't set fires on its own. Jerry Brown says, well, get used to it because this is what it is, global warming. See, Jerry Brown is probably a guy who I'd just love to have in my biology or chemistry class and say, well, can you tell me what the element carbon is? What is it? Of course, I just told you it was an element, right? But listen, as a teacher, when you present this to students, they don't even know what the word element means. That's why I always gave them that little clue. What is the element carbon? And the answer is, it's an element. Shocking, I would give you the answer as I asked the question. I hate it when teachers play tricks on you. Just little mind tricks, right? Well, I bet Jerry Brown couldn't answer that question today, nor Barack Hussein Obama. Couldn't answer that. What is the element carbon, Jerry Brown? Now feature this. Feature Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, back in the day in high school. You know, I could see him in my classroom now. Guy walks in reeking of marijuana. Sits in the corner and instantly gets into drool mode. That drooling, you know, a little drool coming out. And asks, hey, Brock, can you tell me what the element carbon is? And all the kids' heads turn at him. They look around at him because they know he's just stoned out of, you know, he's Stubar, stone beyond all, well, you know, stoned, Stubar, stoned up, beyond all recognition. And of course, through the break, I'm going to keep you guessing as to what his response would be. You're just like all the other students in the classroom. What is Stubar doing back there? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about fire starting and stuff like that. We're talking about what it would be like in the classroom if I was the teacher as a chemistry class or biology. Let's just do biology, a little weaker. And I asked the question of my student, one of my students, my, well, theoretical student named Barack Hussein Obama. And we're talking about, you know, theoretical things. Actually, fact-based learning going on. And I ask him the question, Barack, I know I hate to disturb you. I know that blunt was just so good before class. However, I do have a question I'm checking for understanding. It's a teacher technique. These silly teachers. It's a teacher technique. But Barack, can you answer the question for me? What is the element carbon, Barack? Of course, all eyes in the classroom. My 34 other students, their eyes are trained, penetrating. Some are wanting to come forth with the answer to kind of coach him a little bit. I'm saying, no. Shh, he can get it. And I say it again, Barack, what is the element carbon? And Barack's, there you go, man. Barack, what is the element carbon? And of course, some of the kids are going, look at that guy, look at that clown. Look at that guy. You can hear just quiet down. Don't bully the boy. Don't bully the guy. Barack, what is the element carbon? I'm sorry, what was that? No. Can you verbalize it for me? Use words. Syllables, even. A-E-I-O-U. And sometimes, why? Can you do that? Well, you know, Barack, I'm sure that you're going to grow up to be a president. And you'll make a fine president. Never answering a question, of course, about what carbon is, because even to this day, after post-presidency, I'm sure he could not answer a simple question like, what is the element carbon? See, even when it's staring him right in the face, even when he's exhaling it, he doesn't know what it is. Because it is it, correct? It's it. That's the world of circular logic of Barack Hussein Obama. As it is with most of these other people, like climate changers. Oh, it's climate change that caused the fires. Oh, there was no ignition source. It just happened because climate change just happens. And fire just happens. Really. So fire just happened. And it could have potentially have incinerated 1,000 people that live nearby me. Some of them my friends. I'm not a happy camper when I think of things like that, and you shouldn't be either. When we see this sort of purpose-driven, getting everybody off the land, business, the rural areas, burn, baby, burn. And right now in California, we have 4 fires raging out of control, at least 50 dead, and as it looks like, it's going to be many more. I break out my notes. Show prep. You know, we do show prep here at Agenda 21 Radio. We actually do. We just don't dream this stuff up, you know. This is as it stands now. And unfortunately, yes, okay. This is as it stands right now. The last check we did, Corey Honey, I believe, said he had about 300 to 400 cases still outstanding that he couldn't solve. But that doesn't explain the other numbers of who they're looking for in these, and I'll explain this in a second. So my number is still around 1,000 at this point in time. We're down from 1,500, but around 1,000 to 1,100 in that range, more like the 1,100, is where we're getting the numbers coming in at that are missing in the campfire. Stunning to think of that. It's already the nation's largest fire. By casualty count, 13 coroner search teams. These are forensic teams. Teams looking for victims. 2 anthropology teams. four special resource teams. Two. Let's see what else. I didn't want to say that, but I'm going to say it. Two portable morgues have been set up with the mortuary teams to go along with them. And who brought those in? United States military brought them in. These are military morgues with military people. 150 search team members out there and an additional 100 National Guardsmen have been called in, along also with your cadaver dogs. I don't know how many cadaver dogs they're going to bring. I was told as many as 6 cadaver dogs. Now, I don't know that number for sure, but that's what I was told. I don't have a firm number on that, but I'm telling you what I was told by somebody who knows these things. So, those are some of the stunning numbers. They're preparing for the worst. And let's all hope and pray that these other numbers, be it if it's the 300 to 400 number that Sheriff Corey Honey is talking about, or the higher number that we believe to be a more accurate number, then I know everybody says, well, how can you be more? Well, we get other sources, too, that he might not be having, and we're more than happy to share the sources with him. But he gets the dial-in phone number business and all this other stuff. That's why we're encouraging you to dial in and tell them what's going on. Let's drive those numbers down, or let's report them accurately, because there's people that don't know other people. They're, you know, the retired folks that may have passed away and their relatives back east don't know. You know, that might not be thinking about it. You know, that sort of thing. So that's what we have right now. Stunning numbers, if you think of this. And we hope that we do not fulfill the need for, you know, 13 members of the recovery team. You know, 13 coroner search teams. We hope we don't have that need, or the mortuary.